This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Massage therapist or masseurs, have you ever had a session turn sexual with a client? How did it go down? My massage therapist told me of a time a very hot woman was in for the first time. He told her to undress to her comfort level and left for her to do so. Usually at this point you then lay down under the sheet, but he entered a few minutes later to find her sitting naked in a chair asking what she should do next. He gives more detailed instructions now. Yup, happened to a co-worker, but it was an older man. She opened the door and said duck no and slammed it shut. She then opened the door slightly and made sure he understood to lie down on the table under the blanket. When I was a teenager, my friend's mom was a massage therapist. One day when I went over there to hang out, she had a brand new RAV4 in the driveway. Me and my other friends always made jokes about how she gave happy endings, riffing off what her job was. Your mom jokes were popular for us then. Well, when we started asking him how his mom got a brand new $35K premium package RAV4, he told us one of his mom's clients gave it to her for free. The jokes suddenly were too awkward to tell anymore. Former esthetician here. Not a masseur, but I performed waxing on all parts of the body, so I certainly have a story or two. So, there's the Brazilian wax, which is everything gone from your downstairs, front and back. Salons have a male version they cheekily like to call manzillions. I've had a number of these, and without fail, when it comes time to take the towel away and start, there's at least a semi-chub going on. I'd explain that this happens with everyone, as penises aren't very self-aware, they just know they are out, there's a lady, and they are just happy to be there. I'd then place my first strip of wax, let it set, then re-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-eye-e got any phone numbers. Oh, and to do your utthole you have to be on all fours. Big missed opportunity to call it a Brazilian. I had a very sweet female client face up, and was massaging through her neck and occipital muscles the base of her skull, when she leaned her face over, and kind of pressed her cheek into my forearm, and side nuzzled against me. She's just someone who totally zones out during massage, so, while it wasn't overtly sexual, it certainly was an unusually intimate gesture. She snapped out of it in, when I adjusted myself away from her cheek, as soon as possible without being jarring, and blushed with immediate embarrassment. Other than that, I have a few clients, male and female, who make oddly sexual noises, but no other obvious signs of arousal. With some of them, I'm prepared for the worst, when I ask them to turn over onto their backs. I think some of them may be getting more out of the treatment than I intend, but nothing untoward has happened, although we have had some people ML and phone us to ask us if we do that kind of thing. If I wanted to jerk people off for money, I could do that without going through 3 years of school and paying annual professional dues. My spouse, who is also a therapist, had a teenage male client of hers reach his hand out to touch her thigh while she was standing next to the table, and she politely and firmly shut him down. That's about as bad as it's gotten so far. Okay, so I'm a massage therapist. I was working out of a gym and the guy asked for a 30-minute massage on his legs and abs because he was a runner. Nothing unusual about that request. So I finished massaging his legs, and was massaging his abs. I pull down the sheet to his hips so his abs are exposed. He is completely naked under the sheet, not unusual, but the sheet is covering his privates. As I'm massaging his abs, he reaches his hand up to scratch his nose, but when his hand goes back down, he accidentally pulled down the sheet to expose his junk. I'm not bothered, I just pull the sheet back up over his junk and keep working. Then the sheet accidentally slipped down his hip again, exposing his duck again. I cover him up again, and keep massaging his abs as that is what he asked for. Then it happens again. So this time I grabbed the sheet and tucked it under his hips this time and kept working without a word. He didn't try again. I continued as if nothing had happened, finished the massage like a professional, and sent him on his way, and thankfully he never came back. YTF is everyone's mom a massage therapist? Most therapists don't massage 40 hours a week. Most therapists work non-traditional hours. Combine the two, and you have an excellent profession for women who need to provide childcare. My mom is a massage therapist. She has worked at several chiropractic offices. Oftentimes, if you're good enough and trustworthy enough, the chiropractors will give you the keys, so you can see clients on the weekends. I once had to take an Uber to her work when she was scheduled to massage this one guy. He was married and new to the US. He had been sending messages to my mom, which made her question his intent, but chalked it up to him not speaking a lot of English. I get a call from her telling me to Uber to her place of work as soon as possible. Apparently the guy had sent a message with this code phrase that in the massage world means things are going to become sexual, so I'm the first to arrive. My mom gets there and tries to downplay the situation to make herself feel better by saying things like, well, maybe he just didn't know what that meant. I could be drawing a conclusion that isn't true. He has a wife after all. Man comes in with candy and flowers. He sees me sitting in the chair really confused. Hands them to my mom. She massages him. He pays her. Gives me a sideways glance and leaves. Son joins mother to give stress relieving massage to foreign guy. MP4. My stepdad is a professional massage therapist. Asking him for stuff like that is answered with a no, and continuing means you're no longer a client. Stepdad, who? Not my story, but a co-worker's. He was giving a massage to a client and things were getting flirty. She was an attractive woman and he pushed it. Well, I guess he sucked at reading clues, because she was married and was being friendly. She filed a complaint on him, and he ended up losing his license. My mom was a massage therapist for a few years. Never shared when she had issues like that, but there was one couple who would come in for separate sessions about every 2 to 3 weeks. Apparently one day, the wife jokes that the massages are better than sex. My mom, since they are all on good terms, jokes with the husband about it the next time he's in. He pulls his head out of the pillow long enough to say, "Don't make me choose, I can't choose." Edit, he was saying he couldn't choose between sex with his wife vs a massage from my mom. I was totally expecting this to take a turn somewhere, and I'm glad it didn't. I'm a physiotherapist, but I have extensive training in deep tissue massage and dry needling. Pretty much every time I treat my girlfriend it ends with sex. Probably the closest thing to a rancor you're gonna get. You're probably not gonna hear any stories about people with licenses doing anything sexual with someone, as if it ever got out they would immediately lose their billing number. But I will say I've worked in a gym before where the RMT was sleeping with a few of his patients in and outside of the gym. What is dry needling? I think it's when a guy with a really thin penis tries to have sex with a woman, but she isn't turned on at all. Oh, I have a story as a client. I used to live in a great city located in Southern California. Across the street, where I lived, was a massage parlor ran out of an old historic home. I used to frequent as much as I could afford, and things were great, or so I thought. I had never been to a masseur's before then, and thought big tubs, showers, and champagne was normal, since it was the only point of reference I had. After each session I had, the ladies frequently asked me if I needed anything else or wanted to extend. Being very budget conscious, I'd say no thank you. It was great though. I'd get dressed and go home. On my last occasion though, things just felt off. She had me flip from my stomach and massaged my quads and let her fingers drift a little and would ask me if I wanted anything more. I'd sheepishly reply, "No, no, this is great, thank you." As we finished, she asked me one more time if I'd like anything else, but I declined. A few weeks later, I'm walking home from work and the police are all over my street. As many of you have already guessed, they were busting the place for being an own brothel. I tiptoed back home and waited for them to come to my house and bust me, but thankfully that never happened, smiley face. Meanwhile, all of your neighbors saw you frequent the joint and have labeled you the town perv. Oh. My. God. This explains so much. My mom and dad ran their own massage therapy business. My mom always said, if a guy started giving any kind of signals, that she would just start asking him about his mother. She said it never failed her. Boy, is she gonna be surprised one day when some guy with an Oedipus complex shows up for a massage. My mother, well, you look a lot like her. My mom's a masseuse and she says there are a lot of instances where clients try to make things sexual, but she never reciprocate, but it can get pretty nasty. One time she told me that a dude asked her to massage down there and she refused, so he like grabbed her boob and just kept his hand there for a while, and my mom didn't know what to do, so she just kept doing her job. There are also instances of people like calling to make appointments and ending the call with like, "Do you guys suck it?" because I guess they think they are being subtle. Other than that, there's a lot of unnecessarily sexual moaning, but my mom just thinks that's funny. This reminds me of when I was 17 and job hunting. I already ran my own business, but wanted another job just to keep busy. Saw an ad for masseurs with training. Cool. So I go and apply online, sent a headshot, and I get a call to come in for an interview. This gentleman has me meet him at this huge old plantation-like house that doubled as a B&B. Did the interview, and then he starts saying some weird hit about having personal clients and how to make them happy, etc. Mind you, he knew I was 17. He told me he had clients who he personally would send me because they're regulars and tip extremely well. Basically, I was being hired as an underage prostitute, and he thought I wouldn't realize what was happening. When he told me it'd be working commission plus tips, I got the whole idea. I told him I'd let him know, and hightailed it out. I reported the place after about a week of him harassing me to start working because he showed his clients my headshot and they really wanted to meet me. He was arrested for child prostitution for hiring a masseuse who was only 15. I had a client start flirting with me while on my table. I reminded her that the session is purely medical and I'd like to keep the conversation about her and what she's dealing with. She stroked my leg once in a sexual manner and I threatened to end the session there if she tried something like that again. After that, the rest of her session was smooth. I take stuff like that pretty seriously. I'm not setting our profession back 30 years because some people think someone touching them means anything sexual. This was after a few years of no sexual anything with anyone, but regardless, I'm not throwing away years of hard work and risking a lawsuit over someone feeling frisky. My sister's wife had a male client who after the session decided to jerk off when she left him to allow him to get dressed. She saw he had jerked off all her massage table and had gone through a lot of tissues trying to clean it up. So the salon issued a warning on his account to remove all tissues and towels from the room once the massage is done. My wife said it was the funniest thing when he came in again. After the massage, she calls the front desk and two girls come in and take everything out of the room. He got dressed really fast and left in shame and never came back. 8. So I used to work at this massage in Florida. It wasn't anything fancy, but it did the job. And we had a couple regulars that would come in maybe once a week. So this one regular that always asked for me came in one day and we started the usual small talk while I was prepping my things. And he says that he just recently got out of a really bad marriage. Our massage place isn't one that does happy endings, but I've given a hand job to a client before. So this guy isn't bad looking. Maybe 7/10, good job, nice car. He always tips nice. So towards the end of the massage he asks if he could get extra. I was confused at first and said, you can always get a shampoo or go in our massage chair for extra dollar sign. He said, no, I mean, can you do something extra? At this point I know what he meant and I smirked. So he flipped over to lay on his back and face me, and I went to whisper in his ear, Epstein didn't kill himself. If you liked this video, don't forget to smash the like button. Click here to check out the part 2. For more hits and giggles, subscribe.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.